Live from State Street and the Old National Bank Studio, this is Carmen and Yurko. See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Hope you're having a great day. We're having fun, as always, live in the Old National Bank State Street studio. It's Carmen Yurk, Fleck and Abdallah on the other side of the glass. Guys on tonight, 6 to 8, after Waddle and Sylvie. Speaking of those knuckleheads, Crosstalk an hour from now. A new Crosstalk Unhinged is dropping today on the ESPN Chicago app. It's a doozy. Watch that first step, Yurko. It's a doozy.
It's a doozy.
We'll get back to the Bears conversation, updated power rankings through Week 10, all that stuff. We're talking soup right now. One other thing, I believe it is now officially streaming, the new Paramount Plus show with Sylvester Stallone, Tulsa King. Yay or nay, if you want to just hit us up on social or drop a line in the Twitch chat maybe, or ring us up real quick. Yay or nay on, I mean, I love the concept of it. Like Waddle said, I'm a sucker for anything sly, like old New York gangster going to Tulsa to kind of ruffle some feathers.
He doesn't pull it off for
so,
me.
So have you seen it though yet?
I watched the... what's the trailer?
Yeah.
I watched the trailer and I can't
not really
get in my... Where are the boxing gloves is the first thing I said.
Oh.
Where are the boxing gloves? What's going on
still
here?
Still going back to... And we're talking about typecasting.
It's his big, puffy, filled up face that's like, what's wrong with him?
All right, here comes the early returns on... I was asking people... The Twitch Twitchers are chatting. Fun watch. Haven't watched it yet, but I do love Stallone. Yellowstone is back, though.
It is back.
Stallone,
I'm
going to
watch that tonight, by the way. Yellowstone tonight.
Someone says Stallone needs... Oh, this is Jason Honeycutt. This is our guy, Jay.
Yeah.
Honeycutt says Stallone needs something good. He's falling into the direct-to-video rut the last 10 years. That's probably true. I watched it last night. I watched last night. It has a chance. Okay, that's what he's saying. He goes, I watched it last night. It's got a chance. So, People's Champ says Pasta Fazool is the bomb. I can't disagree, by the way. You can also join the
that's
chat.
That's how you spell Fazool.
Yeah, F-A-G-I-O-L-A.
Well, that's Italian for beans. Okay.
Pasta Fazool.
Fagioli. Okay.
Fagioli.
Well, you said it with like a Z.
You got the old fagioli.
You said it with like a Z.
You like everything. They come to... I heard you saying this the other day about Arabic. I mean, they come here and the words get sort of...
Yeah.
You know, my mom says things... That an Italian, my mom's first language is Italian, but she's lived in this country, you know, since she was five. But she, the way she spoke, the dialect in which she spoke with her parents, it'd be unrecognizable to someone from the north of Italy.
I figured that's, it's only pasta fazool if you get it out.
No, nah, they don't know. My mom, you know, how you say money in Italian? The word money is soldi. That's how you say money. You know how my grandparents said that word, how my mom says it? Zord. Go, what? Go, how? I mean, go figure. But they chopped their Italy was unified as a country so late. The dialect, it was all separate,
right,
states.
Everything separate.
The dialects were all different. And I'm telling you, if she went and spoke to someone from the north of Italy, they wouldn't be speaking the same language.
I just think I've never seen.
And Abdallah, I heard him saying the other day.
I don't think I've ever seen it spelled.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen it spelled.
Just yeah, that's the word.
Remember the Italian place, Fazoli's? F-A-Z-O-L-I apostrophe S.
Yeah. No. Yeah, Fazoli's.
You remember it?
Uh-huh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Fazoli's used to be Italian.
Was it like an Olive Garden?
No.
Maybe
like,
that's why I thought it was spelled.
Thank you. That's where he gets it from. Yeah. I'm telling you.
No.
He said yes right away. I'm telling you. If you
I don't think I've ever seen it spelled like it out.
I've
like
seen
that.
It because I've been to an Italian restaurant where they spelled the correct way.
That's funny. I didn't know that. That's why you thought that? No, that's
Fazoli's.
The proper word.
I mean, what I'm telling you, karma, it exists.
But somehow, American, you know, by the time a few generations went by, Italian Americans call it pasta fazool. I promise you, if you go to Italy they and you ordered pasta fazool, they'd look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah,
but here it just became pasta
there's
fazool.
Your fazoli's in the middle of a tomato.
Oh yeah,
around
the
country
logo? Yeah, uh-huh.
Fazoli's, that's that, what it is.
That's the logo.
Yeah,
and that's why he's thinking fazool. Oh, they should have called the fazoolies, you know.
They should have.
Yeah,
poor branding.
You and I know it's F-A-G.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There it is.
I almost went to line one. And
Carm, the five under $5
no,
menu
save,
at
Fazoli's. Save line one
for I almost did. I almost just...
Save line one.
I almost just went to line one, and I realized it was Vikings Scott who wants to talk about the Vikings.
We can save that for a little bit.
Let's not. Steve's in Oakbrook. What's up, Steve?
I came up with an idea a couple years ago because I get really annoyed when I have a decent amount of chips, but none of them are big enough to dip in salsa. So I came up with salsa cereal and put it in the don't knock it till you try it category. You dump the chip, little tiny bits of chips, into a bowl with cereal, and you eat it with a spoon.
Not against it.
Really?
I'm not against it.
There you go.
Stevie,
don't knock it till you try it.
Remember the scoop stick, scoops crunch up, or you had the party and all the... Everything's crunched.
Oh, my God.
You know, the Tostitos,
so
they're
Steve
all crunched
saying,
up.
Like, he crunches it up.
Well, what he does is they're already crunched. He crunches them up again,
and
fires
then,
them
like
into
the bottom
salt
of the bag,
and then eats them.
What we would do is you put those all those on a plate, and you sprinkle them with cheese, microwave them. That's one big chip right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how you get around that.
Steve, I got to be honest. That one's a little out there for me, but he says don't knock until you try it. I don't know if I could just, like, spoon cold salsa into my mouth.
I could definitely do it.
Could you?
100%.
Yeah,
I've been in that predicament before. Not enough big chips left, so you have all the crumbs, the crumblies at the bottom.
I don't think you guys are buying spicy enough salsa if you can do that.
Well, I could definitely do it. Thing.
No, because I want to enjoy my food. I don't want to punish myself. When I eat, I want to enjoy.
I want to see Yurko on hot ones.
Oh, it's enjoyable.
Yurko on hot ones would be great.
No,
that's never
going to
happen.
Be good.
That would be.
Never going to happen.
Jimmy's in Burbank. What
Jimmy.
Up, Jimmy?
Whoa,
Jimmy's in
Burbank. Yo, boys.
What's up?
First of all, Adam's nuts, but I love it. Cereal is definitely soup. This is fantastic, I'm going to explore this even further.
Well, but what is there to explore? What are you going to do? Go into a restaurant and say, what do you have for the soup today? Oh, I thought you'd maybe have Frosted Flakes? I mean...
No, I'm going to say I'll have my soup, which will be Frosted Flakes.
All right, Jimmy. Go nuts with it. What's your soup du jour? Oh, a Fruity Pebbles.
Today we have a marshmallow-infused Frosted Flakes. We have a special today. It's called Only the Marshmallows from Lucky Charms.
You know, maybe...
I've done the Only the Marshmallows thing.
Have you?
I've emptied it out and didn't even care.
What if, like, Grant Achis is listening right now?
Grant
Not that Grant Achis is listening, but... And he goes, that Abdallah might be onto something.
Yeah.
At Alinea, he's going to put on some sort of soup that's, like, based around cereal.
One of the courses.
I'm going to tell Max from Lettuce to make a soup, cereal restaurant.
Tell Chef Max to bring us some sort of a soup made out of cereal.
He'd do it, and it would be delicious.
Everything he makes is delicious. I don't even know how you do that, though. I don't know. I can't put them in the same category.
Well, I can't. I just read this. Gary Coach and Roger Maltby out as golf
Gary
analysts.
Coke.
Gary Coach.
Gary Coke and
Gary
Roger
Coke
Maltby.
And Roger
Boy,
Maltby.
That, you
they're
talk
gone.
About hard right turn.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just saw the headline. No, let's go back to soup. I'm ready.
They're out at CBS?
They're gone. Yeah, they're done.
All right. Let's go to Brian in Jefferson Park on ESPN 1000. What's up, Brian?
What's up, boys? Cereal is definitely a soup.
Thank you.
Shout out to the local DJ Intel. He just opened up a restaurant, Cereal Killers, where it's all cereal. If you have a spot where you're serving cereal and doing different types of cereal and different ingredients added to that cereal, we're dealing with cold soups at
so
this
he's
point.
Putting his own twist on things, and he's putting
everything, you name it, you can get the classics, all that, but go ahead, Google it. Shout out to him, the homie. But
right.
I have thought about this with my wife. We've gotten in arguments that cereal is a soup. She told me, she'd leave me, I will get dragged over to Kohl's and raked and have every bit of life squeezed out of me by her in divorce court before I go and say that cereal is not a soup.
I have never, ever, Brian, thanks, man. I've never heard anybody until Abdallah say that would even consider cereal to be a soup. And now there are like-minded people, Adam.
Hey, there's dozens of us, man.
That's saying
dozens of us.
I mean, never in my life.
You put stuff into liquid soup.
And don't say
it's got to be cooked because you don't put in raw Frosted Flakes. They got to cook them. They got to toast them.
I mean, I've heard, like, is a hot dog a sandwich? I've heard that. Is it in a blah, blah, blah?
Only if you split the bun.
I've never in my life. What do you mean only if you split the bun?
Like if the bun, you know how you fold it and you know how it comes in like a V?
Yeah.
That means it's a hot dog bun. As soon as that bun splits, it becomes a sandwich.
Oh, like so if you go all the way through, you mean?
Yeah.
And you put,
exactly.
I never thought we would have this conversation. Soup is a...
Sylvie's trying to corner the market on being the wiener guy.
Well,
this
is
why you need to listen on Hinge.
The final word brought to you by Bad Planet.
You need to listen on Hinge. Right, you need to listen on Hinge, but it's something we talked about there.
I'm telling you, this is maybe the best Unhinged ever. Yeah. Like, you're not going to want to miss it. And there's a tie-in to what Yurko just said.
And Sylvie can explain it when he comes down here.
Remember, Sylvie and Waddle for years did soup in a sandwich, remember?
Yeah.
Nobody ever suggested cereal.
Nobody said cereal in a sandwich. I've never heard it.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Beef barley?
Two cereal day? That's I've never soup. Heard anybody no. say two cereal day.
No.
Ever.
Never. Beef barley soup.
Well, beef noodle, too.
Beef noodle.
It's a hearty winter soup.
Yes.
Very the goulash, not a soup.
No.
I'm asking. Well, goulash soup or not a soup?
No, it's...
It's hearty. Boy, it's got a lot of potatoes in there.
A lot of potatoes.
But if somebody wanted to argue with me that goulash is goulash, it's not soup, I don't know if I could argue with him. I'd say, all right, I'm with you. Goulash is goulash.
I made this beef stew on Sunday with sweet potatoes and parsnips.
That was pretty thick, though.
It was. It was very. It was almost more like a ragu broth. I probably need to thin it out a little bit more.
What would you thin it with? Next, a little water? Yeah. Water, maybe a chicken water. Stock?
Well, there's already beef stock in it, but I would add more water.
I got you.
Yeah. In wine, I braised it.
Maybe a vegetable broth then? No?
You could.
I'm just asking.
I did like 3.5 hours I let this bad boy cook, and the beef, the chuck roast.
Yeah.
And my butcher, Casey's, they cubed it for me. Yeah. So it was like the perfect size, and when it rendered, that chuck, oh my God, you're cool. The beef melted. It melted like 3.5 hours and melted.
It always does the chuck.
And the root vegetables, nice and soft and yummy. The parsnips and turnips and sweet potatoes. Oh man.
Sounds good.
Oh, Jordan's got a good question.
I just had a little movement there.
Jordan in Maryville. Jordan, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Hey, now I'm really confused. So now is chili a soup?
No. It's chili.
Why?
Well, if cereal's a soup, then chili definitely has to be a soup.
It has to be a soup, chili's, Jordan. I'm
chili's
with you.
Chili. That's not a soup.
Chili's like goulash. It's on its own. It's like stands goulash. On its own feet.
It's like, is a burger a sandwich?
Right.
A burger is a burger.
A burger's a burger. Burger's not a sandwich.
A burger's so popular,
it's a burger.
It has taken its own place in the lexicon of sandwiches. It's by itself,
Amen,
in its own category.
Brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's easy.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Chili is so special. It's so chili.
Popular. Yes.
Yes. It's come on.
Yeah. That's why goulash is over there too.
What if you get that like white bean chili that's thinner?
No.
Like it's
thin. It's still chili.
It's chili.
You said it. But you've got soups, though.
No, it's different. It's a chili.
Have you ever walked to a hot dog store and say, give me a hot dog with soup on it? No, you get a chili dog.
Could you imagine some soup on a hot dog?
That's fair. You win this round,
all right,
sir.
I mean, come on. You don't order a soup dog. You order a chili dog.
That's what great lawyers do.
I will give you that.
Great lawyers give you an angle on something and where he just had to say, okay, it's done.
I give you that. You win that argument.
Thank you. I'm a good lawyer for a change. I could be a barrister. It's like the scene in A Few Good Men. Where Tom Cruise says, show me in the Marine Corps guide where it tells you where the mess hall is. He goes, what? He goes, show me where's the mess hall. Well, you don't know where the mess...
You've never been to the bathroom?
Never been to the bathroom? No, I follow the crowd. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. That's it. End of story.
Yeah.
We won that argument. Jeff's in Crown Point. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, fellas. Long time no hear from you. So, this is craziness, all right? Soup is soup. Cereal is cereal. Yeah. So now, are we doing watered-down oatmeal as soup?
No.
What the fish is going on? No, this is nonsense.
Right.
All these little heads need to keep their weed at the store, all right?
Oatmeal's
this is nuts.
Oatmeal. That's right, Jeff.
I am all out, but hey, real quick, I was at the Bears game Sunday. Salute the service. I'm a vet.
Hey, thank
one of the
you
best
for your
experiences
service.
I had, you know, I am... So down for what's happening with Justin Fields. We've got a quarterback. I talked to you back in the summer about this at that Mascot Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
We got a quarterback now. You know, we got a great quarterback. He's got no time. So we need to lay off Justin Fields, being an MVP. This is ludicrous as well. People just need to calm down. Let this kid develop. We're going to have a Lamar Jackson or a Michael Vick for the next 10 years as long as our O-line isn't getting this poor kid killed after like 2 seconds. He's got no time.
I hope he's
you
more.
You guys be safe.
Thanks.
I know, man.
I hope he's more Lamar than Michael Vick. That's what I hope.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. We're not going to go on the other part.
Thanks, Jeff. appreciate it. And thank you for your service, buddy. Russ is in Salem, Wisconsin on ESPN 1000. Hey, Russ.
Hey, guys. I think chili is meat, spices, and maybe peppers. And if you add beans or anything else, it turns into stew.
Hmm.
From watching Texas, you know, the cooking shows and everything. But they always say chili is the most basic stuff. It's the spices and the binder.
Texas chili. Texas chili.
So some chilies are made without the beans. Like in Cincinnati, I think it's got to have the beans. I make chili with beans, but in Texas, they don't make it with beans.
In Cincinnati, they got to have
pasta. I'm a bean guy, too. Yeah, I'm a bean guy. But the Texas, they have their own rules, I think.
That's interesting. All right, Russ, thanks. I like beans in my chili.
A lot of proteins in beans, Carm.
Tons. Yeah. I like black beans in my chili.
Do you?
Yeah. Kidney beans are nice, too, but I like black bean
chili. What
about
black-eyed peas?
I don't think I've ever made chili with black-eyed peas.
Are peas peas or are they beans?
You got me on that one. Like, yeah. I don't know. What is a black-eyed pea? Is that some sort
That's
of special
a bean,
pea?
I think.
Is
it I a bean? I thought that was a bean.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bean.
Why'd they call it a black-eyed pea, though? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, listen, in the Caribbean.
Would it be a black-eyed bean?
You know what they call rice and beans? They call it rice and peas.
Mm.
That's what they call it in the Caribbean. You go get Caribbean food, jerk anywhere. I'm not calling you jerk. I mean like jerk food, the spice jerk.
I understand.
You go get Caribbean food, and you're always going to find rice. Yeah. They'll say rice and peas and plantains.
I'll be hot damned. It's a bean.
Yeah, it's a bean.
It's definitely a bean.
There you go. Well, you learn something every
day. Looks like a pea, but it's definitely a bean.
We'll get back to some Bears calls. More on the MVP talk. Not I don't want to get down the ridiculousness of Justin Fields being an MVP candidate, but just some of the other MVP talk. Now that we're 10 full weeks in, are we getting a clearer picture, Yerk? And I'll give you the latest power rankings in the NFL. 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
Listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, latest power rankings coming up. I want to read to you, like we always do, what the Ringer wrote about the Bears and Justin Fields. Tomorrow we got another Whiskey U. We're going to be at Sovereign Downtown Plainfield. Come by and see me tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30. Lesson number 14, folks. These are free to join. Just come by and drink some great whiskey with us, including the Calumet Farm 10-year, which is brand new. We're going to drink some of the Calumet Farm 16-year. Can't wait for that. So again, 6:30 to 8:30, free to join. Come by and say hi, eat and drink with us a little bit, and learn about whiskey at another Whiskey U with Calumet Farm Sovereign in downtown Plainfield tomorrow night. I also want to give a quick shout-out to my friends over at Whiskey Blending 101, which is a fun website, and you should follow them on social if you like whiskey. Mike Zellner does a great job taking all different kinds of whiskey from all over the world and blending them together just to give you fun ideas of what you can do in your spare time, Yerk, with some of the stuff in your collection. But he's got a fundraiser going on right now to benefit the Spina Bifida Foundation, and he's got some really cool prizes where if you make a donation, you'll be in the hopper to win bottles and some other memorabilia and stuff like that that he collected. So if you go to follow them on Instagram, just go to Whiskey Blending 101, or you can go to WhiskeyBlending101.com, and you'll find a link to the page where you can donate. And again, if you're a whiskey fan, you want to support the cause, maybe it's something that's close to you. He's doing this effort to raise awareness and raise funds for the Spina Bifida Foundation, so you can check that out at WhiskeyBlending101.com, or again, on Instagram at Whiskey Blending 101. All right, latest power rankings, good kid. These are the Ringers. Who do you think they have as number one in the NFL through week 10, excuse me?
I still think they have Philadelphia up
there. They do, Yerk. They have Philadelphia at 8-1, still number one in the NFL. But who's moved up
Minnesota.
Number two?
Minnesota!
No, Minnesota's four, still behind Buffalo, believe it or not. After Buffalo, lost.
So Buffalo's sitting at number three.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of the other 7-1 team without having it in front of me.
7-2. KC.
Kansas City Chiefs. Yep. There
KC
you go.
Is two.
And then Buffalo's three.
Buffalo's three. Minnesota's four. Miami is five. The Dolphins are six. I'm sorry. Check that. Miami is five. Baltimore is six. San Francisco, seven.
So how many AFC teams do I have in the top six?
Okay. You've got Baltimore, Miami, Buffalo, Kansas City, four of the top six.
That's a lot.
That makes sense, though, doesn't it now?
Yeah, that's a lot. And Philly and Minnesota, yeah.
Dallas is eight. San Fran, seven. Dallas, eight. The Bengals, nine. And the Giants are 10. How the hell are the Giants 7-2?
I don't understand it. Yet they played Houston.
He's the coach of the year,
right? They played Houston.
Or Sirianni. I think it's got to be Daboll, doesn't it? If this continues, if it's anything. If they get to 12 wins... I mean, it's going to have to be Daboll, isn't it, Yerk? They might not get to 12 wins. That's five more wins.
That's a lot of wins.
Yeah. I mean, if they win 10 or 11 games.
They've had a little streak going on here, but things can get awful for them quick. God. Do you know what I'm saying? They can get awful for them quick. You knew at some point Philadelphia wasn't going to go 17.
Of course
70,
not.
All right?
Of course not.
So they got their hiccup. They got smacked upside the face.
I thought the game plan was great last night, and they were playing for. Listen, Ron Rivera just lost his mom. I mean, they.
Yeah.
You saw how emotional they were and how emotional that locker room was, how emotional that sideline was. They were playing for Ron last night. They had a good game plan. Heinicke played pretty well, right? I mean, like, a lot came together. Two key defensive injuries for Philly. A couple of fluky turnovers, including one where Dallas Goedert was clearly face masked. The refereeing has to get better in this league.
I mean, it was bad.
How does everybody miss that? You got seven officials on the field, don't you, Yurk, in an NFL game?
Right. In that situation.
Did you see that play? I mean, where Goddard got the face mask?
Somebody had the angle to see that. What's everybody afraid to make the call for?
So do you guys think that with a review, you should be able to penalize someone for something seen within a review?
Right. On rules like that, Chris, I think you should. You want to know why? Because that's not subjective, maybe like holding is. He clearly had his face mask and pulled his face mask.
All right, but what if somebody, there's two penalties. There's a personal foul face mask, and there's one where if you touch the face mask, you get a penalty also.
Well, he had a full grip. That was a pull-down, full grip deal.
I agree, but where do you stop?
Well,
where do you stop? One man's holding is not another man's holding. One man's interference is not another man's interference.
But if you can just review, shouldn't you be able to review everything? Plus, give the fans what they want. Sitting at the stadium on Sunday, the loudest cheers in an NFL game are not for touchdowns or great plays by teams. It's when the review flag gets thrown by the coach, and then the review is overturned during the timeout. Those are the loudest cheers in the stadium. It's what people go nuts over.
Maybe we shouldn't play football. Maybe we should everybody just 10
challenges.
That's
what I'm saying, Yurk. I'm telling you, when you sit there in the stadium, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm listening to this. I'm like, man, people enjoy this more than the touchdown.
And then we make the challenges more challenging for the coaches to get. Like, they've got 10 of them lined up.
Rock over coals.
And they got to run over them, and they got to go get them, and they fire them. So there's the show, you know, on the way to getting the red flag.
I don't know. I think last night's should be something that they address.
I think they should encourage officials to make the calls, period.
I don't know how you miss that.
Because somebody in the crew chief tells them, don't take somebody else's call.
So,
you know, don't go engaging somebody else's territory to make a call.
And I only bring that up to point out that there were a few, like, fluky things, I think, that went against the Eagles. They barely had the ball in the first half. But I give credit to Washington today. I thought the game plan was good, Yurk. I think they were playing for Ron Rivera. You saw how emotional he was in the locker room after. He just lost his mom, and that team was all fired up. Terry McLaurin is a stud.
Wide receiver.
A stud.
Yep.
I mean, he's just like, oh, God, I want the Bears. You know, okay, forget it. Maybe we'll never have a Justin Jefferson. Maybe we'll never have a Ja'Marr Chase. Can the Bears, like, draft and develop a Terry McLaurin, for crying out loud? Like, when's the last time the Bears really developed a great, like, one of their own, like Marty Booker? I mean, who was it? Like, see, honestly.
Marcus Robinson. Marty Booker.
Alshon Jeffrey. Alshon maybe fits that bill. But Alshon was quick. It was short-lived.
Yeah, it was very short-lived. Yes.
You know, like, Alshon's
because he left to go to Philadelphia.
Though,
he left to go to Philadelphia.
You're right. Alshon's more recent than. Yes, he did.
He was on that winning Super Bowl team.
He was. Alshon's a good call. That's more recent than Marty Booker. You're right about that, but. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just, like, where, like, God, I want to see a Terry McLaurin. Can we get a Justin Jefferson? Can we get that? Can we get a
Ja'Marr Chase?
Oh, please. I wish.
Seems to me like you've got to go to LSU to find these individuals.
I go to the SEC, Adam. Yeah. Get the start drafting Alabama wide receivers.
Well, we did. We drafted some Georgia guys, right?
Yeah.
We had Georgia here for a little while. We had Memphis for a little while.
That's true.
It just didn't work out.
Here's what the Ringer wrote about the Bears, Yurk. Ranking of 28th, so down a couple spots, but we don't need to concern ourselves too much with the power ranking in a rebuilding year, right, Yurk? But they write, Justin Fields is nearing Lamar Jackson levels of dynamism and entertainment. Oh, my God. I'm getting all giddy. He currently leads all players with 100 or more carries in EPA and yards per rush. And he ranks 10th among quarterbacks in EPA per dropback since week 5. Think about that. Top 10, Yurko. He's overcome a slow start in his career to affirm his positioning as the Bears quarterback of the future and one that the front office should surround with talent with the ample resources they have this offseason.
It's a big offseason.
And they have been one publication that's been very hard on the Bears. They've called it like borderline, what was the term they used? Negligence or like mal. They've used some very harsh words to say what the Bears have done to Justin Fields is downright not right. It is unfair.
Which
the position
publication?
The Ringer.
They put him the position. Okay, which one do you want to reference, Yurko?
I consider the
which
source.
Which one would you like to reference?
I consider
give me a
the
publication
ringer.
To the reference. Source.
If anybody didn't look at it and understand what Ryan Poles was trying to do, then shame on them.
They're not saying that. They're saying specifically what they've done to limit the possibility for him to grow.
There's a dearth of talent. Now, that's not true. He's growing. So obviously it's a falsehood. Obviously what they're running with is a falsehood. Is it or is it not?
Which publication would you like to
reference? Has the quarterback improved? Yes or no?
Yes, of course he has.
Oh, and he's done it in spite of the great Ringer's report?
His run, come on. His passing game has not improved all that much. A little bit.
No, a little bit. A little bit.
A little bit. Think about it. It'd be better if they had a Terry McLaurin. Yeah. It'd be better. I can promise you it'd be better. I can promise you it might be a lot better. So I'd whoa that thing a little bit. But anyway, it's encouraging to hear them continue to say that if anything, they have been a believer in Justin Fields. And more, I think people are becoming a believer in Fields' ability because he's dynamic. And I think there's a processing element that is there. It's just getting over that slight hesitation he has. And once he does that, once he gets over that, the heavens are going to open up. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not sure which. I think it's good. Is it bad when the heavens open up? Because that means the rain
is coming.
Yeah,
it means coming, yeah.
I don't know.
When the heavens open up, you've got problems.
I don't know what analogy I'm looking for there, exactly.
You're getting a gully washer.
But I'm like, when
it's coming at you.
Once he realizes that, boom, go. Like, he sees it, and once he starts going with it, oh.
The minute he learns the fire.
Oh. The Bears are going to have something finally we can all be excited about. We're starting to get very excited. 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Carmen and Yurko with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Crosstalk in 25 minutes. Do not miss the new Unhinged Crosstalk pod, which if it's not up now, it should be very soon. I'll go check, actually, at the next break, see if the pod has been uploaded. We taped it earlier today. I had to do it a little early just because of some scheduling conflicts this week. Probably do one early next week, too. We'll be on a short week for Thanksgiving. Can you believe next Thursday's Thanksgiving, Yurko?
I can.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can.
Next Wednesday, 1 week from tomorrow, we're doing Football Friday on Wednesday, Yurk, since
yes,
it's the
we
day
are.
Before Thanksgiving. We'll talk about the Thanksgiving Day games. We'll talk Bears. And who's the opponent next week? It's the Jets game. I think they go to play the Jets next week. We'll talk about that game. We're going to be out at one of our favorite places, the Twin Peaks in Oak Brook Terrace, next Wednesday afternoon, noon to 2:30. That is going to be a blast. People getting out of work early for the long Thanksgiving holiday. So come by and see us for a Football Friday on Wednesday, Black Wednesday or Hell Wednesday, whichever you prefer. Next week, this Friday, Waddle and Sylvie are out at the Twin Peaks in Warrenville. So we got a couple of fun Twin Peaks events in the next week here for everybody. But we always look forward to that that last show before Thanksgiving and really officially rolling into the holiday season. I was hoping to get the lights up this weekend, but now they're saying it's going to be cold. Like, we got cold all the way through next week, it looks like.
Yeah, so. The lights going up should have been done last week.
And I didn't do it.
People, a lot of people did get them up. It didn't mean you had to turn them on.
No, you should just put them up and then.
Yeah, but people got them on, and it's like, okay, let's get past Thanksgiving before we start getting the holiday season up.
You should wait till Thanksgiving night.
Now, the city of Chicago might have to go ahead and do things on a specific basis, but they've got lights up.
Yeah, they got a lot of them everywhere. Up State Street
everywhere around the city.
Macy's already has all the stuff up outside.
You know, nothing wrong with jumping the gun, I guess, if you want to do stuff when it's warm.
That's the holidays. We like it.
They got the big, they got what are those called? Ornaments. They got the big ornaments sitting at the top here.
Yep.
Those are always fun. Why do we get them and across the street they don't get them? On the L tracks, the elevators going up and down.
I don't know.
We get them. Across the street, they get nothing.
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? Across the street, you see the lights up on top. See the ornaments right here?
So they're just
across
like regular
the street.
I think they ran out. They ran out of them.
Ran out
of
budget.
The last two were right here. Ran out of the red line.
The city's broke, so, I mean.
How can they?
Well.
They got all that COVID money.
Derek is in Plainfield on ESPN 1000. What's up, Derek?
Afternoon, boys. Love the show.
What's up, Derek?
Cereal definitely qualifies as a soup. Chili is delicious, but cheesecake is not a cake. It is a pie. It has a crust and a filling. Your thoughts?
Cheesecake is most definitely a pie.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. No, but a pie is normally.
It's got a
this
crust.
Is a tough one.
It's got a crust.
This is a tough one.
It's tough.
Because I don't think cheesecake, Derek, thanks. I don't think, I wouldn't consider it. I consider cheesecake is a cake. It's in the name. It's a.
Well, just because it's in the name,
it's
that means.
It's a dense center.
It could have been.
Pies are usually not a.
Could have been. What's a tart? I'm looking at a fresh cherry tart right here.
That's like.
It's got a crust also, Carm. Fresh cherry tart. It's got a crust. Is it a pie or what is it?
Well, that's a pie.
In the Twitch chat, what about coffee cake?
Coffee cake is cake.
Is it? Is it a pastry?
No, it's a cake.
Is it? It's flaky. It's if you bake a coffee cake, you do like laminating, and technically it's a pastry. Because you do the lamination. I watch a lot of Great British Bake Off.
Obviously. It's a coffee cake.
I'm seeing a lot of online conversation that a cheesecake is not a cake.
Really? Then why do they call it cheesecake? Why don't they
call
it cheese pie?
Can't you make no-bake cheesecake, too, where you don't actually have to bake it?
I don't know. You know who we ask on tomorrow when he calls, or Thursday when he calls in? Paulie
Cheesecake.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah.
Paulie's the expert here. I don't know.
The expert on what?
I'm not sure, Yurko.
Well, from now on, his name is Paulie Cheese Pie.
Did he go 3-0 last week, or did he go 0-3?
I got to go back and look. I don't know what he did. He went 3-0 2 weeks ago. He loves to lay the lumber. Cheesecake. It's a cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Is it a pie? I put it in here.
I don't know. I'm
trying to find out. That's all I want to do is find out. Is cheesecake a pie? I don't know.
Our guy MJ over at Mojo's, East Coast Eats. We love Mojo's, baby. Out in Darien. Those are
the line of the day is in the Twitch chat.
Oh,
a hot dog
hey,
is not
gentlemen,
a
dog.
Hold on, MJ. Hold on one second.
A hot dog is not a dog. We just wanted to clarify that. A hot dog is not a dog.
Not a dog.
A dog is a wiener, and Sylvie's going to be doing things with wieners.
So he's saying just because it's in the name doesn't mean that it actually has to be so. So maybe a cheesecake is a pie.
Excellent.
MJ.
From
Mojo's.
How are you, gentlemen? I love the show. I love you guys.
Thank you.
The best show ever.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, Adam is wrong about the hot dog. He say if it's a V shape, that means not a sandwich. What about for the cheesesteak? Still in a V shape.
Yeah, and that's sandwich.
That's a sandwich.
So that's a sandwich.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. You nailed him on that one,
MJ.
People
are saying that the hot dog could be considered a taco.
Oh, now people are getting... Now this is like you saying cereal is...
No,
soup.
I'm not... This is... Yes, there is a movement.
Yes, no, it's exactly. People who want attention.
It's silly.
Oh, Adam definitely wants attention.
You got to have a shell.
Not getting it at home. I know what's happening, kid.
No, listen,
other priorities.
You're not going to fulfill that need
here. You got a future baby and a three-legged dog. You are number three on the list right now. 100% for sure.
You're gonna take care of that for me. You're gonna take care of that for me, Yurko.
I've been married, my friend. I know how it goes, brother.
Oh my God,
you are boy. I tell you,
a pregnant wife and a three-legged dog.
Thank God the morning paper's not delivered anymore because the morning paper'd be in front of you too.
That might be why he's saying.
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I. Actually,
the morning paper.
Priorities. The priorities. Okay, that's what it means. He'd be number four on the list. It'd be
the morning paper would be ahead of Adam?
Yes, upcoming baby. Okay, a three-legged dog, the morning paper, then Adam.
Boy,
yes.
Poor Adam.
That's the
way it works.
The paper's got it's not delivered no more. Thank heavens.
Thank goodness. Nobody still delivers the paper.
This guy's still getting Time Magazine.
Dave is in. I see Viking Scott got frustrated with us.
He gets frustrated with you a lot. You don't get frustrated with the good kid because him and I are buddies. And pals, we play golf in the summer. He goes, what is it? Why did they put me on the pay no mind list? Probably had a great point about Minnesota. And I'll spend the next 3 weeks over the course of the holidays apologizing for the fact that you refused to go to him.
First of all, he's on the air all the time.
I know. I'm going to let you know what my future holds.
Viking Scott gets a lot of love. I love Viking Scott. I just didn't want to talk Vikings at that time. Dave's in Elgin. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure talking to you.
It's a pleasure.
Pleasure to have you on, buddy.
It's a pleasure.
How do we need to get more Carmen and Yurko on, and 2 hours is not enough.
Well, don't forget, there's still the Unhinged pod. You got that, though, so go
ahead. That's true. That's true. But anyway, cereal is not a soup.
Mm-mm. No way, no how.
Cereal can be used for more than just putting in milk. Mm. You can have Rice Krispie treats, and that's not a soup. Mm. You could take cornflakes and crumble them up and put them on a casserole.
You can use it for arts and crafts projects.
You can use it for arts and crafts projects, so therefore you can't do that with any other kind of soup.
Dave just made it. Take that. Dave, thank you. Abdallah, you can put that in your pipe and smoke it. You can't use minestrone soup for arts and crafts, but I sure as hell can use Cheerios. When the kids come home and say, we have an arts and crafts project.
That's right. Use the Cheerios, Carb. Mm-hmm. Damn straight.
Damn Skippy. You want the latest MVP odds, Yurko, in the NFL?
I'd love the latest MVP odds.
Guess who is now a minus 110 favorite at points bet to win MVP?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you're right. Patrick Mahomes. A minus 110 favorite at 5-1. So you got a pretty big split here.
Jalen Hurts.
You'll find Jalen Hurts and?
And another quarterback.
A left-handed quarterback.
Out of Canada. Tua. Tunga can't find the end. Vialoa.
Tua and Jalen are 5-1. Josh Allen is 6-1. And then an even bigger jump out to 12-1 where you are going to find Lamar Jackson. I do not see anywhere in the top, let's see, all the way down to 500-1. I do not see
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
There is no movement for Justin Fields to the NFL.
Orlovsky is not moving the meter. Did we ever get to the bottom did Greeny actually concur? Did they discover that yesterday?
Anybody listen back?
I don't know.
I started saying something bad about Mike Greenberg. Boy, what happened? I didn't know. His long lost like stepson or something stepped up to the mic. I didn't know what went on just then.
Who's the first non-quarterback listed on the board?
First non-quarterback listed on the board is either going to be Justin Jefferson or Stephon Diggs.
You got half of it right. Justin Jefferson's actually the second non-quarterback. There's another receiver ahead of him. One is 70-1. Jefferson is 80-1.
Oh, it's the guy with all the yards.
It's Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill's the first non-quarterback, Yurk, at 70-1. That's how hard it is for anybody other than a quarterback.
You saw last year what Cooper Kupp did.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, how he kind of blew the records up and the receptions up and everything. And it didn't matter.
Think about what Derrick Henry did a couple of years ago or what Christian McCaffrey did that one year.
Yes.
You just can't. They can't win it anymore. It's too hard. We'll grab a few more phone calls before we're done. Crosstalk in 15 minutes. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Points Bet's Twitter handle, Yurko. Tweeted out.
Yes.
Tweeted out a video of at the Warriors game. All the cheerleaders going over and saying hi to one Rolling Meadows' very own Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, of course.
He is so ridiculously good-looking.
Yeah, you've got a weird thing about it, but yes, he is a good-looking man.
It's not a weird thing. He's incredibly... It's almost like you can't be that handsome. It's not right. I don't know. It's not a weird thing. It's just like, man... He's really strapping, you know?
Oh, striking is what he is.
He's strapping and striking, Yurko. And they all made a special, like, beeline over to him. You got to see the video.
I want to see the video.
It's hysterical. And he's with his buddies. They got to give him crap, too, right? When you're that good looking, you actually get a hard time. Like, they give you a hard time about it, right?
Yeah, you get your chops busted.
You get your chops busted just as much if you were ugly when you're that good looking.
Yeah.
You know?
People are a little more kind, think.
Look at him.
Over. Look. I'm watching it. Where's Cheer? All came to say hi to Jimmy G.
He's like a little uncomfortable. You can tell. You know.
Well, he can't help. And his boys next to him are having a ball. It's Kittle's next to him.
Yeah.
You see the guy in the green hat is Kittle. I've got to wait for this thing to rewind itself.
It's so funny.
Right. I don't know who the guy with the black hat on. I'm sure it's one of his buddies or
I don't know.
Somebody on the team.
Is Jimmy G married?
I don't think so.
No? Boy.
Oh, yeah. They're coming over to say hello.
See?
Oh, well, I see it right here at the beginning. One comes over. Boy, she slipped accidentally into his lap. Interesting.
He might be like the 12th best quarterback in the league, but he's certainly the most handsome.
The green hat is Kittle.
That is Kittle.
The receiver on the other side, I'm trying to remember. I can't remember the guy that's on your far left, Carm.
I don't know who that
is. Can't pull him
great. It looks like Christian McCaffrey. Is that McCaffrey?
Could be McCaffrey.
I think it is. I think it's Kittle, McCaffrey.
So McCaffrey's being ignored. And the girls are all coming over to say hi to him.
So, Carm, is he your number one all time?
It would be. If he ever crossed, that would be Carmen.
He's just awfully handsome. You know.
Mine is still Cristiano Ronaldo, even though he doesn't play anymore.
He's a paisan.
He will play in the World Cup.
Well, he was betrayed.
I don't know if you saw that.
What happened?
Big time
interview with Piers Morgan.
Yeah, he's been betrayed.
Big time stuff.
Manchester
betrayed.
United.
Is there anything going on?
They betrayed him.
They're not playing him.
They're not playing him, so he's upset. Yeah. I don't know if he's on form here playing for, Portugal.
He was also taking shots at Manchester United saying, like, they have the same facilities as they did when I was here 20 years ago.
Oh, is that right?
I'm using the same equipment to work out as I did 20 years ago.
Their manager yesterday had to come out and say, well, we've spent $300,000 upgrading this facility and that facility because he trashed the entire club.
What would why is he there if they don't want him?
Well, they tried to move him.
Yeah, they've been trying to move him, but nobody. I mean, listen, Cristiano Ronaldo at this point in his career is
done.
You know,
Dunchki
doesn't like to track back. You know, you can put up with it when he's scoring goals, but if he's not scoring goals, it's hard to put up with.
In the last hurrah at the World Cup for Lionel Messi, is there any chance there's some Messi magic? I put $100 down at 6-1 when I was in Vegas on Argentina.
Lionel's playing well.
Okay.
You know, Messi in La Liga, they're playing well. They got dumped out of Champions League.
Do I have a chance with Argentina at the World Cup? I have a 6-1 ticket.
I think you've got as good of a chance as any with Argentina.
Okay.
I think Brazil, Argentina, France.
Yeah, France is good, right?
Spain.
But Pogba's hurt.
Germany, England. France has got talent.
They got talent. But
you don't have to worry about Pogba.
They don't need Pogba?
Yeah, Pogba's hurt. Who cares?
It doesn't matter. They're that good? Mbappe and the whole crew?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So they're good. They won last time. Could they go back to back?
Yeah. They're pretty good.
Well, the last time they, you know, before this one, they won in 98 and they won in 02, I believe. They went back to back.
No. Nobody's gone back to back since Brazil in the 60s.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It wasn't France?
No.
I thought they did it with Zinedine.
Nobody's done it in decades, has gone back-to-back World Cups. But Brazil was the last. Yeah, so but people seem to think they're that good, huh? But they're just talent and deep. I don't know. I took a shot. I'm like, you know what? I was looking at the board when I was in Vegas, and just to have a ticket.
Just looking at the board.
Just to have a ticket. I was making some bets for Merkin, so I was in the sports book. He loves having the old-school tickets. I'm like, I'm looking up here. I'm like, let me see. What can I bet on? And I saw the World Cup futures. This was in August when I was in Vegas.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, it's Messi's last hurrah. And, you know, Italy's not in it. I'm cheering for America more than anything. I wouldn't mind Argentina. You know, my grandparents lived there after the war. When they left Europe after the war, they went there. Yeah. My mom was born there.
Can you make a Final Four bet? That's what I ask. Can you make one to get to the Final Four or not?
I'm sure you can.
The problem with Belgium and Croatia in their group, they play most likely Spain and Germany. So, I mean, that's tough. The top two from that group, top two from our group, they're going to match up, and it'll be 1-2 against 1-2.
Yeah.
So the Croats are going to look, you're either playing Germany or you're playing Spain.
So you got the tough
side.
And
that's right now it looks like that's going to be a tough side.
Yeah. Is Spain as good as they have been, or is the golden era over for Spain? Or are they still?
Spain is always talented.
Yeah?
Yeah. Spain has got talent.
Their golden era, though, like when they ripped off the cup, remember?
And Xavi, I believe. Yeah.
They were like.
I'm seeing Spain as fourth in the odds.
Wow. Yeah. Man.
That's what I'm telling you. When I give you these things, my long shots are Uruguay, right? My Croatia, if I could just pick them to finish in the Final Four, if we match up against Germany, we beat Germany in the past.
Yeah.
We can't beat Spain.
Really?
For whatever the reason, we played in the European Championships last year. We were down 3-1 going into injury time, scored two goals to tie it up 3-3, lose 5-3. So for one reason or another, we have difficulty beating Spain in these competitions. Elsewhere, we can beat them. I think we've beaten them once in a big competition.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Everybody's got like their one, you know, you got that one team.
And it must be penalty shots, I think. But the Germans, the Niemcy.
The Germans.
Oh, the Croats have got the Germans' number.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can play well against the Germans.
You're a thorn in their side, Yurko.
We are ever since 1998 when we beat them.
Steve's in Johnsburg. What up, Steve?
Hey, jumping back into your food conversation, I did a little Google searching myself, and cereal cannot be a soup because by Webster's definition, a soup has to have meat substance, beef, chicken, seafood, and or vegetable broth.
Take that, Abdallah.
Milk is cow broth.
You have been set down.
And what about vegan soup? Vegans don't get to eat soup.
He busted you out there.
Just saying.
Thank you.
Milk is cow broth.
Cow is not a vegetable.
I love it.
Yes, thank you.
It's a meat.
Okay, now real quick, to answer your other question, is cheesecake a cake or a pie? It's actually neither. I'm going to read this one to you. The structure of cheesecake is composed of somewhat pastry shell with a custard filling and sometimes contains fruit. Despite the confusing terminology, cheesecake is by no means a cake. Mm. Also, since cheesecake isn't topped with pastry, it cannot be a pie. Cheesecake is and forever will be a tart.
Mm. These are like the official. Steve, thanks. I mean,
I came with the tart.
He gave
us
the official breakdown.
Cheesecake is a tart.
All right, it's a tart. Steve, thank
you. It's a tart. 100%. I'm glad we found some clarity, finally.
Yes, we have a little clarity.
And the Vegan over here is trying to figure things out.
Viking Scott, now you can talk Vikings.
Thank you. Thank you.
8-1.
With friends like you, Carmen, there's a reason they went to unlimited minutes with cell phone plans.
All right. Real nice.
Anyway, Carm, have you ever had chanina?
No.
Oh, duck blood soup.
No.
So, oh, yeah. You're Kaz, because if you grew up in the Cal City Lansing area, you have any Polish, and I'm from Polish descent, no. Chanina duck blood soup, very thick. A pretty
duck
nasty
blood
taste.
Soup. It sounds intimidating.
But I had to ask you that anyway. Never so anyway, had. Yes, 8-1 with a huge road win. When they announced Josh Allen as the starter, most people thought Vikings are going to get ran out of Buffalo. And somehow, some way, down 17, Kirk Cousins led them back. Mm. Now, that's 5 victories now where they've been trailing in the fourth quarter. So, yes, there's been some magic. But remember, last year, they had 14 games decided by less than one score, and they were 6-8 in those games.
They couldn't win those games, right?
And that's what I want to bring up, Carm. Kevin O'Connell goes 14-3 as a rookie coach, and they get the 1 or 2 seat. He's still up, I think, for coach of the year.
Oh, I would think so. You're right about that. You can't disagree with that. If they get to 12, 13, 14 wins and they're the number one seed, you're right. Stevie, we got to run. We're going to crosstalk here in a second. The coach of the year conversation is a really good one, actually. Like, depending on,
Sirianni, Daboll.
Sirianni, Daboll, Pete Carroll. They were pegged for the worst team in the league.
Exactly.
So it's an interesting chat for sure. We're going to crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie coming up next. Cereal has the final word, brought to you by
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
What's the best one?
Cereal.
That's not soup.
Why not?
That's silly.
What's the difference?
That's silly.
You put stuff in liquid. Is soup.
That's silly.
What? Oh, you're going to tell me because it's called gazpacho?
Gazpacho. Yeah, that's true. I can't even tell you that.
Did anybody say anything about gazpacho?
How is it not the same?
Only you.
How is it not the same?
It's not the same.
Do you have a bowl?
Soup needs to be cooked. Cereal's not cooked.
Do they not cook the little stuff first?
Cereal.
Do they not toast the little frosted flakes?
Don't entertain him.